I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Jerry, and Jerry is a patient with type 2 diabetes who has been prescribed metformin to manage his blood glucose levels. The physical therapist understands that metformin's primary function is to A, stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin, B, decrease the liver's production of glucose, C, increase the sensitivity of insulin receptors on cells, and D is slow the absorption of sugar from the intestines. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. Yeah, you heard it. This is a medication question. I know for a lot of us, we're not pharmacists. Even when we're in PT school and we're going through pharmacology, we're like, come on. Do we really got to know all these things? The answer to that is yeah, because there's certain medications that the patient can take that can influence your PT session, and we need to be aware of that. So let's go into this question today. We're going to absolutely destroy this thing, okay? Destroy it. And then what I'm going to do is I got a free cheat sheet for you. I'm going to give you my top five, actually, you know what, top 10 medications to know for the NPTE in a cheat sheet form. So you got it. Does that sound good? All right. Let's go into this question. We have Jerry, a patient with type 2 diabetes, has been prescribed metformin to manage his blood glucose levels. Let's go ahead and stop there for a minute. Very important. I mean, you've heard me talk about this before, the importance of type 2 diabetes and really understanding the pathophysiology, signs and symptoms. Like, this is a big thing, right? Now, it says that the patient has been prescribed metformin to manage his blood glucose levels. So we know in a patient with type 2 diabetes, they have insulin resistance. And a lot of times here, what will end up happening is they're not able to pull in that glucose from the bloodstream. They're not able to utilize that. And so guess what? They end up with hyperglycemia, or a lot of blood glucose. And so in this situation, we have a patient, again, type 2 diabetes, and they're being prescribed metformin, a very common medication for type 2 diabetes, okay, to manage that blood glucose level. So in this question, and this is going to be for the NPTE as well, you need to make sure that you understand what these medications are used for, how they work, all right, and then signs and symptoms of them. All right, let's continue forward. I'm not going to spill the beans there. Just think about metformin. Do you know what it's used for, and do you know how it works? Okay, let's continue. It says the physical therapist understands that metformin's primary function is to, boom, yes, I expect this to show up on the NPTE where they give you a medication and they're really just asking you, what is the primary function? What is this medication there to do? And you got to be able to produce that. So for those of you on the podcast, let me go through these answer choices again. You ready for me? All right, here it is. A, stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin. B, decrease the liver's production of glucose. C, increase the sensitivity of insulin receptors on cells. And D is slow the absorption of sugar from the intestines. All right. So let's go through these. We're going to knock them down. All right. And we're going to get down to that final answer with confidence. So A says stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin. Let me ask you, does metformin, first of all, does it do that? And then is it the primary function? See, there's two questions we got to answer here. So stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin, I would say no, that's not what metformin does. It doesn't stimulate insulin production from the pancreas. So already I know I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this, okay? A is out. Let's go down to B. Decrease the liver's production of glucose. Okay, so I'm thinking about this one. Does it decrease the liver's production of glucose? Well, I know that if I decrease the production of glucose, that it would help with the whole hyperglycemia or decrease the glucose in the bloodstream. So all that sounds good. I do know metformin is responsible for managing blood glucose. This is a route that it uses. This is a function of metformin. It does decrease the liver's production of blood glucose. Well, how does it do that? Well, let me let you into this, and you may want to take a little notes here. It does this by inhibiting gluconeogenesis. You may have remembered this back in early PT school when we were talking about where glucose is stored and how it is used, all of that. So bottom line here is metformin works by mainly inhibiting gluconeogenesis, meaning it reduces the amount of glucose produced by the liver. So yes, it does this. Now, my second question is this a primary function of metformin? And the answer to that is, yeah, baby, it actually is. All right, so I love this as an answer. Hold on, we'll make sure we go through all the other answers to rule out the other ones with certainty. Let's take a look at C. C says, increase the sensitivity of insulin receptors on cells. Quite a few of you selected this answer. I see why, because some diabetes medications do this, right? And while metformin does have some effect on increasing insulin sensitivity, this is not its primary function, right? So you may have read, hey, there are medications, even metformin, that can increase insulin sensitivity. But remember, the question's asking for metformin's primary function, and that is not C. So I'm going to go ahead and eliminate C, all right? Let's take a look at D. It says slow the absorption of sugar from the intestines. Again, I see quite a few of you selected this answer. My question to you is, why did you select this one? What made you? Was it a pretty answer for you? Is this one that you were just like, I don't know? Think through that, because other medications slow sugar absorption in the intestines, right? And this may be confused with metformin, but this is not a role of metformin. So what I would say is D, it's not correct. That's not a primary function of this medication. It does not slow the absorption of sugar from the intestines. So D is out. And guess what? That leaves us with our final answer of B as in boy, decrease the liver's production of glucose. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. This was a toughie. Don't beat up Coach K now. You know, I got to bring you some of the tough questions as well on this podcast to make sure that I'm overtraining you for the MPT. So you walk in and you're like, I got it. Okay. So make sure that you take notes on this episode. This is really big. I definitely would know type 2 diabetes. I would also know metformin, as it is a major prescribed drug for type 2 diabetes. Okay, what is the primary function of it? To decrease the liver's production of glucose. How does it do that? By inhibiting this thing called gluconeogenesis. Okay, in other words, it reduces the amount of glucose produced by the liver. That's it. All right, so that's what I want you to put down in your notes. Now, I got a little present for you. I got a little present. What I did, and I see a lot of you all are getting my cheat sheets now, which is incredible. I've had so many people walk into the MPTE, take it, come back and say, wow, the stuff that was showing up was directly on your cheat sheets. Your cheat sheets help so much. So what I did was I created my top 10 medications. I put them on a cheat sheet for you, and I went ahead and dropped the link inside the show notes. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're at, go into the show notes. It's in there for you. Cool. And then I know some of you are preparing for, let's say, July 2024 or October 2024 or beyond, and you're looking for guidance. Well, what I've started to do, and we've been doing these for a while, but getting people on the phone and helping to figure out, like, what's going on in your situation? Are you not having a good study plan? Are you not retaining the information? Are you getting down to the final two and getting stuck? Helping you to figure out what your biggest issues are and then giving you a plan for what you need to do to fix those guaranteed. Again, I've been doing this for 10 years, so trust me, I can help you figure out exactly what you need to do, all right? And so if that's something that you're interested in, all you have to do is join our free Facebook group. All right. I'm in there every single week, absolutely live. And I'd be more than happy to sit down and speak with you. All right. So join us over at www.mptegroup.com. Now, can I provide even more value to you? Can I take this up a notch? One question that I get asked all the time, Coach K, I've taken all these practice exams. I need more practice questions. I have this one app that I'm using, but it only gives me one question a day. Is there any other place that I can get more practice questions? Well, you know what? I went ahead and teamed up with TrueLearn. It's a place where I send a lot of my coaching students to get more practice questions, in addition to the ones that we have in our program, right? And so for all of my podcast listeners, I went ahead, again, teamed up with TrueLearn to get you a discount on their database of practice questions. They have over 1,500 practice questions, which is incredible. All right, so go ahead, right on over to TrueLearn.com. You can go to the PT section and take a look at their subscriptions. Now, go ahead and add in there my promo code PTH 020. Or again, that's PTH 020. And if you have any problems with that, any problems at all, I went ahead and dropped my phone number down there in the show notes as well. Reach out. I'll make sure you get set up. Does that sound good? All right. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.